Sometimes the best part of a wedding is the cake. If you haven't received your invitation to the May 19th wedding of Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, there's another way to take home a royal slice of history. And let's just say with this option, it won't be freshly baked.
We're selling pieces of wedding cake from five members of the royal family who've got married dating back to 1973 when Princess Anne married Captain Mark Phillips.
That is Martin Nolan. He's with Julian's Auctions, which will be selling the cake at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino on June 23rd.
It's a royal flush of wedding cakes. We have cake from the wedding of Charles and Diana in 1981. And from Sarah Ferguson and Prince Andrew in 1986. We also have a piece of wedding cake from William and Kate in 2011. And of course, Prince Charles got a second bite at the cake because he remarried Camilla Parker Bowles in 2005.
Now, all these slices have been sitting in freezers, but to be clear, they're not exactly edible.
I keep thinking of that Seinfeld episode, the one where Elaine eats some old cake out of her boss's refrigerator.
Inside that small college boy mini fridge is my latest acquisition. A slice of cake from the wedding of King Edward VIII to Wallace Simpson, circa 1937. The price, $29,000.
Even though the prices for the June royal wedding cake auction in Vegas probably won't get that high, Martin Nolan says this is still a big deal.
This is the first time we've ever had such a collection of cakes in one auction, and probably unlikely that we'll ever have such a collection on offer at any one time in a future auction.
He says the slice from Charles and Diana's 225-pound cake could go for as much as $1,200.
Now, since these are pieces of British wedding cake, they are fruitcake, some would say the potential durability of fruitcake makes it the perfect collectible.
Now get it while you can, because Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are about to break tradition. They're going with a lemon and elderflower cake.